Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Why? I dislike Giant fans, but I do.
We know the reason. It's Dirt, isn't it?
Yeah, Dirt. I don't want to put it all on Dirt, but I do feel that Dirt's trolled him during the Giants' run. Because I grew up liking Will Clark. He's my favorite player. And I do think Dirt might be solely... Dirt's weird. He's a terrible troll when his teams are good. And I do think that may have poisoned me against the Giants.
Is it possible that Bay Area fan is kind of a donkey?
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible. But like,
they don't have that reputation.
They also hadn't really won much of anything until 2010.
And it's my Warriors.
It's my favorite.
That's what I'm saying. But Warriors' first championship came in 2014.
Yeah, but Warriors
so like,
and
but
Giants.
They had a drought from like 89 to 2010 of winning nothing. So they had nothing to be happy about.
Yeah, I don't. And I said, there's no reason. It shouldn't be. I love their ballpark is amazing. It might be my favorite ballpark I've ever been to. It's not an unlikable team. They weren't
you don't
even unlikable.
Know the people on their team, really.
Yeah. And
name
yet,
three Giants. That's a good question.
Me or Sook?
Like right now?
I'm saying Sook. Yeah, current San Francisco Giants.
Well, they got Yastrzemski.
Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski.
They've got that, their first, is it Flores, the guy you see?
Yeah, Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores.
Dude, that dude's like crushing it.
Yeah.
Who else you got floating around out there?
They got Matt Chapman from across the bay.
Is he still there?
Yeah, or well, I guess he went about to Toronto first, didn't he? And then, but now he's now with San Francisco. He signed an extension with them.
Don't you have Robbie Ray, or is he gone?
We have Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray's tight pants are there.
Logan Webb, one of the better starters in the NL.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. And then
Jung-Hoo Lee.
The
grandson of the wind.
Your second. I was looking it up the other day. Your second baseman, whose name escapes me, is killing it right now. I don't know. I was looking at the other day. I was looking up like leaders, and the Giants have like in all these statistical categories, they got like 4 guys.
Oh, Tyler Fitzgerald.
Tyler Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
he just hit a home run.
Dude's killing
he's
it.
He's
kind
of supposed to be their next big thing at shortstop, but he's been playing second base and he's been really good.
Yeah, they'll fade.
Of course they will.
They'll fade.
They're in the same division as the Dodgers. So
Dodgers and the Padres look pretty good too.
Padres look good too.
That division. Yeah. Poor Rockies.
Early season baseball is fun because you don't know if what you're watching is real or not. So there's a lot of like, why are you good? And then a month later, we'll be like, oh, you're not. But
right,
you know, right now, the Giants are my team that I look at and I'm like, why are you this good? It's puzzling.
The answer is they're not.
They're not.
It's the Buster Posey aura. He's back.
Yeah, is he their GM now?
He's their president of baseball ops, I think. Yeah.
Is that the same? Like,
I think technically there's someone else whose role is the general manager, but he's kind of the shot caller for all things baseball.
Hmm. Well, we got a little baseball news here in Portland, which we don't often get.
No, good news too.
Yeah, good news. This one had to happen, and it did. At least so far, it's happening, and it is that the Oregon Senate passed that funding bill for the Portland Diamond Project. It is moving on to the House,
which was. I mean, it wasn't new, it was old, it was just updated to keep up with modern times.
Yeah, they passed it way back when, it was $150 million, now they wanted $800 million because, you know, inflation.
Yeah.
And they passed it 24-5 in favor, and of course it is no new tax, the tax only, the bonds, they're bonds is what they are, they only kick in if Oregon gets a team, and then they pay them. They pay the bonds back with the salaries of the players and the employees and teams that use the facility.
Yeah, that's the new model now. Like the Washington, I almost said Redskins. The Commanders just agreed to a deal where a $3 billion deal to build a new stadium, and Texas did this where. The way they raise the money is by taxing the people that are going to use it.
Yeah.
They either tax the hotels, they tax the tickets. So it's that way of saying, yes, we want public money, but will only come from people that are going to enjoy the product.
Yeah. So they shove the bonds to the Portland Diamond Project or whoever. They build the stadium.
Yeah.
And then they pay the bonds back with taxes on the players and the teams that use it. And then everything after that goes to the city. It's a great deal.
Yeah.
And so I think the only thing that the Portland Diamond Project needed to make sure of here is that all of those people down in Salem, in the Senate and the House, knew exactly what this was.
Yeah, because when it first came out, of course, everyone started freaking out again and be like, here it goes, you're asking for money and $800 million. And they were trying to like, whoa, 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 this was already done years ago. It's just an updated version, and no, it's not going to cost you anything. So just
So calm I think down. What's happened is they've done a good job, the Portland Diamond Project. Yeah. I've always said that is a good group, man. Yeah. They know what they're doing, and they have money behind them. They have done a good job with their lobby or whomever, with the relationships, of getting the Senate, at least, to understand what this is. And they're like, yeah, sure, there were five dissenters, but whatever, passed overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. And now it goes to the House. This has to look, this doesn't mean they're getting a team by any means.
It's just a hurdle that had to be cleared.
They had to get this.
Yes.
This has to be approved in order for them to continue.
They're dumping in so much money. I mean, this is, by the time you get done paying the expansion fee and the time you start digging shovels and buying the property, I mean, you're into this thing for $3.5 billion. You need this money. So it does feel like this is just going to come down to Major League Baseball give it to you. I have
Portland and Salt Lake.
Yes, I have no doubt that of the Diamond Project's ability. And despite what you know, people are going to say, there is an owner. There is an owner with ample money. This group has money. They're ready to go. They have a site now. The agreements are in place. They got this passed. It just comes down to whether Major League Baseball says yes or no. And that, who knows, right? Salt Lake versus us. I mean, that's, I don't know if it's a coin flip. I still think Salt Lake probably has a bit of a leg up, but.
Why do you think that?
I just think Salt Lake has, I think there is more belief in Salt Lake's ability to get things done. I still think that it is, I think it will be a harder ball to push up the hill for Portland to convince Major League Baseball that everything is copacetic in Portland, especially after one of the reasons why this got delayed was, well, we fell on a really bad stretch. And Salt Lake doesn't have that. If I was Salt Lake, that is certainly what I would put out there. If I was making the pitch and I was Salt Lake versus Portland, I would say, where in our 20-year history of Salt Lake have we had a problem with anything involving our city? Certainly a problem getting anything done. We get pro sports teams here. We support them. We've had the Olympics, all of our construction and public works projects. We get things done and we support it. Whereas Portland, you know, we don't have that. And I think if you're Major League Baseball and you're betting on something, I can understand why someone would look at the two cities and say, even though one's on the West Coast, this is where they want to be for a time zone, 1 hour difference, but the security of Salt Lake, I get that.
Yeah, I think to be fair to Portland, if you're looking at this objectively, they're both good options. I think Salt Lake is certainly a cleaner city right now and has a better reputation, although I think a lot of the Portland reputation is unwarranted.
I agree.
But
perception is reality.
Well, but there is a portion of it that is there. Yeah. They're not all the way there with cleaning up a lot of the problems that we have around here. But I don't really know if that, I don't know how much that matters. This is all about money. Mm-hmm. And you said it's all about getting things done. Well, Portland has gotten everything they need to done. If they can get the House to sign off on this, I mean, the next thing they need is just a team. I don't know where Salt Lake City is on all of the stuff that Portland has already done in terms of a site.
Yeah.
Do they already have the ownership group? Do they already have funding? I don't know any of that.
The one thing I don't know about the Portland Diamond Project, and I've sniffed around a little bit, and I never do get a complete answer to it, and the city seems to be completely on board. right? And they got the $800 million now.
Well, they don't have the $800
million. Well, no, but it's...
That needs to pass the House.
It's going to, though. Yeah, I think we feel pretty confident about that. But especially if you put that thing down in Zedell Yards, which is where it would go, right? South Waterfront.
Which there's nothing there and hasn't been anything there for years.
No, but... And this is where my fear comes with us versus Salt Lake. No matter what project you put in, you can say that the city isn't going to have a major investment in it and that it's not going to cost people money, but it does. Because the moment you put it in there, you do have to build infrastructure. And the city is going to have to help in finding ways to get people in and out of there. And there's going to be roads and services. And I don't care what project you look at across the country, there is always things that do spill over into the city. And some people get pissy about that. Other people accept the fact that it kind of comes with the territory. And that's my fear is, do we get somewhere along the road and that becomes... a bridge too far for city leadership and for people in the city of Portland to tolerate it. And I just feel like for Salt Lake, that isn't going to be the hurdle. And is that enough to tilt it? And I don't know. I think we are certainly in that ballpark, but that's what I'm saying. If you had to ask me who is in the lead or who would I bet on, I'm just going to bet on the track record of Salt Lake. And I can't get it out of my head is that, right before COVID, when Major League Baseball was talking about coming up here and doing the tour and everything, we had to cancel that because our city fell into absolute disrepair. And you do have a bunch of rich old white guys sitting there in Major League Baseball. They're going to decide this. And is that in the back of their mind that Portland has this reputation to it? And I don't know, that scares me. And maybe that is just me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fear mongering, but that just lingers in the back of my head, and that's a doubt I have.
Well, I think the original, all that's fair. And you're right, the devil's in the details. And once you get down those roads, maybe you're right. Salt Lake just is more willing, and they win because of that. I don't know, but I do know that Portland has always supported sports here.
Yes,
it just doesn't matter what it is; they support it.
And soccer, basketball.
I think it's unfair to say that Portland wouldn't support. I think Salt Lake would too, though, to be fair to them. It's like they support everything that they have up there, and they just got hockey, right? Yeah. Like they're
killing it.
They love sports up there, but so does Portland. I mean, give me a sport, and again, these aren't major thing, but I got the Blazers.
Yeah.
But other than that, then Timbers.
Yeah.
Give me something that hasn't really worked.
Well, the WNBA, but that was way back. The three things that we have, and I'll go four, because the Winterhawks, for what they are, we have a really good hockey base here, and we are one of the best markets for women's soccer. We crush it with the Timbers,
and I think that's where I was going. Is I think before you finish, I feel like baseball, when they originally circled around to Portland before COVID, before all of it,
yeah,
one of their big things was, man, we really love what the MLS scene is like in downtown Portland.
Yeah.
If we could recreate that with Major League Baseball, we have got something big.
I hope so.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Timbers are wildly popular.
Yes.
So, and I know it's a different sport, and everybody's got an opinion about baseball, but I just feel like when it's sports, beautiful weather like this,
we will crush it.
And you get a nice ballpark right downtown, easy to get in and out of, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. They do it right. Dude, we will absolutely crush it.
I am the thing that scares me is Salt Lake gets stuff done. We don't. And I just, I don't know. Maybe it's just fear mongering. I'm just terrified as we get further into the planning and we start talking about having to get people in and out of the ballpark and changing roads and really making a commitment as a city. I am terrified that city leadership, who for once seems to be on board, and I want to believe it to be true, but I'm like Charlie Brown with the football, you know? How many times has that been pulled out for me? I'm just waiting for someone to be like, well, it's way more than we thought. And, you know, and then it gets yanked out from underneath us because we don't want to commit to anything. And it's just that terrifies me. I hope I'm wrong, because I do think with you, if we got a baseball team and it looked anything like those renderings, that thing would become freaking enormous. We would absolutely crush it here with that ballpark.
Can we plant some problems in Salt Lake?
Ooh, I like it.
What if we ship all of our homeless there?
Now we're talking. Let's burn down their courthouse for once.
Yeah.
Don't people ship their homeless here?
I've heard that. Yeah. Like Hawaii.
I don't know
and
if
stuff.
That's true or not, but
give them a free plane.
Can I revamp Bum Voyage, but instead of ships, like hot air balloons, and we like parachute them into Salt Lake?
I mean, it's worth a shot.
Salt Lake's a nice city. And that's, you
it
know,
is a nice city.
When you go to take a tour.
But so is Portland.
Yeah.
I will listen. Portland has its problems. It's lost its way. We get it. Portland is still a very nice city.
Yes.
With a lot to offer.
Yes.
And that ballpark right down there on the water, that will be killer.
And it's away from the homeless, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice area down there.
I mean, just I guess it is, yeah.
Keep them there and don't look over here.
What if they all start swimming across the
Can we Willamette? Build a wall like around Delta Park, kind of just like a don't look over here? Like, you know, like build like a, I don't know, put up like a fake tapestry or something that looks like something else and just kind of cover that part of the city up and be like, Major League Baseball, just look here.
Well, they passed it in the Senate. We'll see what happens in the House. It's about time. How many years overdue is the retirement of Lee Corso?
I knew you were going here.
Yes. Next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.